Dan Patrick, Roberts, Barrett shouldn't have joined Dems on birthright citizenship because Dems would never join with GOP. By Ian Hanchett on July 11, 2026. On Friday's broadcast of Newsmax TV's Rob Schmidt Tonight, Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, R. discussed the birthright citizenship ruling by the Supreme Court and said that Democratic justices wouldn't vote with Republicans against a Democratic priority. But our justices, originalists, try to see it. And they interpret it, but they don't get political about it. And so Roberts and Barrett should have understood that this is an issue that they cannot join the Democrats on. Because it would never happen if it were the other way. Patrick said the ruling was a bad decision by Justices Barrett and Roberts, a terrible decision. They didn't need to go there. There was plenty of room within the Constitution to stop it. But, for whatever reason, they went against their own Republicans. Look, here's a great question: if the court was 6-3 Democrats to Republicans or 5-4, would the Democrat justices ever cross over and vote with the few Republicans to kill a priority for the Democrats? Of course they wouldn't. But our justices, originalists, try to see it. And they interpret it, but they don't get political about it. And, but the Democrats, it's all politics for them. So Roberts and Barrett should have understood that this is an issue that they cannot join the Democrats on. Because it would never happen if it were the other way. He added that the country has changed. The 14th Amendment was meant to deal with former slaves. And one of our federal judges ruled that we had an invasion during the Biden administration. We've had a judge here, in Texas, call it an invasion. So, if it's an invasion, then I think there's plenty of room. If they interpret that as an invasion what happened from Biden, then there's plenty of room. Because, for example, think about this, if we were being invaded by an army and they were having, and they got someone pregnant and had a child, would we let that soldier who was attacking our country, their child be a citizen? Of course not. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.